The Ray welcomes you to the Success Curve. Join the conversation with your host, Jed Ray, and his guest as they discuss those issues affecting your life. Be inspired, influenced, and challenged to create new possibilities by joining the conversation each week here on The Ray.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's Wednesday evening, 7 p.m., that means it's time for the Success Curve. Coming to you live from the CTV studios in Eugene, Oregon, Comcast 29. We're broadcast also on livestream.com/The Success Curve and also an audio signal out to blogtalkradio.com/The Success Curve. My name is Jed Ray, and I am glad you're here. I have to give a little hello to my snow angels, Joni and Sophia. Hi, ladies. We had a great weekend. We had taken off and went over to Central Oregon and spent some time. I was doing a video shoot for a friend over there at Eagle Crest. And on our way back on Sunday, we had a blast. We took the girls up by Mount Bachelor and let them actually disc. There's a little snow park there, and the girls just had a blast. They slept all the way home. They had so much fun. So, Joni and Sophia, we'll go try that again sometime, huh? Yeah, you know, last week we had a coach from the South Florida area, Michael Rosenfeld, and this week we have a coach's trainer, good friend and colleague of mine, someone who I have a lot of respect for. And then Michael will be back next week to do a mock coaching event live on the show. But again, the Success Curve is about provocative conversations, about changes and transformations and shifting and energy that is taking place in the world. And this conversation today with Mr. Harry Shade will take on some of that type of conversation, because this event or these experiences that we're having in the area of coaching, it's not a new concept, but it is an ever-growing concept. And so just the whole notion of coaching, if you were to type in coaching into Google, you would come up with tons and tons and tons of coaches out there, life coaches, spiritual coaches like Michael was, coaches for, you know, coaching for speech, coaching for any type of leadership. And that's what Harry and I are going to have this conversation about tonight, is his company, Innovision Global, is the best way to say it is an institute of higher learning, and one of the offerings that he and Axel provide. And I'll let him give a little bit of a history to Innovision Global and what that's all about and who this young man is. But before we do that, I also want to give a plug for Harry and Phil. Every Monday on Blog Talk Radio, they also have a radio show called Marvelous Mondays with Harry and Phil. And, you know, when I first met Harry through a mutual friend, we immediately connected very well. And I just, he has become a very close friend and a business colleague. And again, part of this show is sharing about his trip out here to Eugene to do a coach's training in the last day of March and the first day of April, that weekend. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. So if you want to call in, the call-in line for the Success Curve is 646-716-5175. There it is on your screen, 646-716-5175. Without further ado, Harry, are you there?
I am here, Mr. Jed Ray.
Hey, how are you, man?
Hey, if I was any better, I'd be twins.
Oh, rare sense himself. Yeah. So, why don't we begin by telling the audience a little bit about Harry?
A little bit about Harry. Well, I have been a type of person who, very fortunate early on in life, I figured out I wanted to be of service to other people.
Mm.
I wanted to help other people be better. Because I also was told and realized early on that by doing something along those lines, I myself would be able to learn, grow, and evolve and be better myself. And been doing it for a long, long time through speaking engagements, through a book I've written, through Marvelous Mondays, as you talked about here, through Innovision Global, any way, shape, or form that I can on a daily basis. I literally wake up in the morning and I ask, what can I do today to be of service to others?
Mm.
Yeah.
And you exemplify that very, very well. I mean, in everything that you've done, you had a military career.
Mm-hmm.
You spent some time in law enforcement.
Uh-huh.
You have built several companies.
Mm-hmm.
Innovision Global is the latest of your creations, you and Axel. And, you know, all of which was serving. Every piece of what you did and serving other human beings to be better themselves. So, yeah, I agree. And I agree with the statement that when we do give back, we ourselves are enriched as a result of that. Hands down. So what's on the agenda for Harry and Innovision Global? What is Innovision Global is a a center for higher learning, both in a physical location and in a virtual location. Is that still correct?
Yeah, we do things both ways. Absolutely, yep.
Currently, Axel, that's your partner,
mm-hmm.
and he is down in New Mexico, correct?
Yeah, we have an office in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and we have one in Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, Axel right now is in Bloomington, Illinois, doing a project for us for State Farm. So,
what are you doing for State Farm?
I'm not quite sure what he's all doing over there. We're helping him with some type of training process or whatnot. But he just got there Monday, and he's really there meeting his team of people that they brought in, and
mm-hmm.
the team of people from State Farm is me working with, and trying to figure out exactly what it is that we need to do for them. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had talked many times about, you know, the things that have created possibilities for adjunct professors. And that was one of your options, was to offer the adjunct professor or the adjunct instructor, those instructors that aren't on a tenure track but are part-time professors. Some of them are full-time, but they're still, again, not on a tenure track, or for whatever reason, they don't have the degrees necessary in some of the university requirements. And Innovision Global is offering that population an opportunity to teach their knowledge and share what they know. Is that still taking place?
Yeah, that's one of the projects we have, you know, on the stove, so to speak, one of the burners, and that's where the Innovision Global Institute of Higher Learning was kind of born out of, is, yes, we want to bring those type of people together into and again, it's going to be both a virtual and in real environment, and that's one of the reasons for the move to Santa Fe, is we're looking for space down there eventually to have the institute actually housed in a building and have some of these professors actually be able to come to there and deliver their classes or deliver their classes online. So that is definitely, that's one project that we have in the works with InnoVision Global.
So let me take that a step further. Once the physical location is taken care of, will there also be a virtual transmission from that location out to the rest of the world, as well as the remote access that's taking place, say, from, let's say I'm teaching a class on transformational thought. Okay, that's a class that I taught at the university here in Eugene. And that can be taught from my office out through your network. But are you still going to have a studio environment in your physical location there to do the same thing?
That is one of the ideas, yes, to be able to do a kind of similar like we're doing here with live stream, but some type of situation that when the professor's delivering the class, it would be streamed out so that people could be there in real time,
mm-hmm.
you know, actually taking the class, but they could be in Australia or Florida
mm-hmm.
or anywhere else. So, yeah, that's definitely one of the ideas we have of, you know, we want to make this as convenient as possible, but we also want to make it, what's the word, how I want to put it here? We want to make it such that, quite frankly, it's worth your time and effort to be there. Whether
right.
you're there, you know, in a virtual environment, you're there physically, or you're just taking an online course, we want it to be worth your time, effort, and or money to be there tenfold. I mean, we want you to walk away from these things and go, wow, that was
right.
amazing. And that's why, our goal is to put together an amazing faculty, if you will, of people that can offer everything from, like you talked about, you know, transformational, you know, thought to,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the way to health and wellness to, you know, whatever it is, it's going to be a smorgasbord of offerings so that, for people that just really want to learn. And, you know, take the time to do that. So that's part of that whole thing.
You're listening to Harry Shade, COO of InnoVision Global. My name is Jed Ray, and this is The Success Curve, coming to you live from CTV Studios in Eugene, Oregon, Comcast 29, broadcast simulcast on livestream.com/The Success Curve, blogtalkradio.com/The Success Curve, and you can call in and ask either one of us anything you want about this topic, 646-716-5175. It's right there on your screen. And for those of you that are in the audio signal, again, 646-716-5175 is the call-in number for The Success Curve. You know, Harry, it's an interesting model, and part of this discussion is interesting because I was chatting with the producers before the show started. I had been meeting with a brainstorm team at the university while I was there 2 years ago, and we were looking at technology and how that's affecting the educational platform on most campuses. And one of the reasons, very simply, and it's very clear to those of us in the educational world, that the reason that we're seeing more and more of these virtual classrooms is, number one, most of the universities were built in the inner city or in the contained areas within the cities that they were built in, and so there isn't a lot of expansion. So if there's going to be growth, it's got to be into the suburbs. It's got to be somewhere outside of the administrative environment that the current university is. And so you're seeing a huge shift in the way that education is being delivered. And Harry and Axel have stepped up to the plate and climbed into this, and I call it spaceship. They've climbed into this ship and have created literally the most amazing educational institution, just like those that came early. I'll give you an example. The one that I'm thinking of is Phoenix, the school. A University of Phoenix was a remote school for a long, long time, and they began growing and have developed remote campuses around the country. But that's how they started. They started out by having a virtual classroom, and that's exactly what Innovision Global is doing as well. But we're going to get into an interesting discussion that will tie this all into my guest last week and Michael coming back this week. Harry and I have been working on this particular project for some time, and it's finally coming to fruition. Actually, I got the artwork approved, and actually all the prints are done for the CD cover. In fact, actually, why don't we run that video of Harry? We're going to run a short piece of what is in our marketing message for Innovision Global's coaches training, leadership training that's going to be taking place here in March. Well, it looks like we're having some technical difficulties, Harry. I can hear you. You can hear me. The internet can hear us. Livestream can hear us. But something's wrong with CTV. We're not being broadcast out on. We've got a video, but we don't have an audio signal out to channel 29. So there, the producers are working on it, and you and I'll carry on just like normal. Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, ghosts in the machine.
Well, you know, it's an interesting situation. Those of you that have watched this show before and listened to this show before are very well aware that this is a very unusual hybrid program coming to you from a public cable access. So we're using the best technology that we can afford, and then also adding some twist to it by having an internet connection for an audio blog talk and a video connection for a live stream. So it's there's lots of moving parts. Fortunately, we will have a recording of it, and we can put it back on TV at a later date, which is not a problem. But currently, we're not getting an audio signal out, so. We've got an audio signal that we're recording onto the toaster, and it'll be just fine. So, without further ado, Harry, let's talk a little bit about one of your passions and one of the divisions or components of Innovision Global, and that's the coaching and leadership department programs that you and Axel offer. You have Innovision Global has been given a certification to train and teach coaches through the ICA. Is that correct? The National Coaches Association.
Well, we are approaching the ICF, the International Coaching
ICF.
Federation.
Excuse me.
For accreditation.
Right.
So yes, we're approaching them, and there's things that you have to do to be accredited. You have to deliver the program several times. They want to see the program. They want to see it in action. They want to hear things. So we are in the midst of looking to get accreditation through the ICF. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So currently, you and Axel are teaching this class and training. It's a 16-hour didactic class, and then there's a practical portion of 6 months, correct?
It's so many hours after that of the practical time, correct?
Correct.
I don't know if it could take them 3 months, 6 months. You want to be able to do it within the 6 months, but yeah.
And so it can be done in a shorter period of time, depending on their caseload.
Sure, yeah, and what they do. And mm-hmm. and really what we did is we decided, what's the first thing that we want to offer through the, you know, Institute itself?
Right.
And we came up with a program called the Leadership, or the Certified Leadership Practitioner Program. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as part of that program, we have a course called Leaders as Coaches. Okay, and that's the course that we're going to be delivering that you're talking about up in Eugene.
Right,
is the Leaders as Coaches, and you know people, and that's that whole combination of leadership and coaching. And people might say, well, gee, why would you call it Leaders as Coaches? Well, anybody can attend it. You don't have to be a leader. It's essentially a course about coaching. It
mm-hmm.
just falls under the Certified Leadership Practitioner Program. So. It has that leader's part in it. But even more importantly than that, it really is all about learning how to communicate and connect with people on a higher and deeper level.
Right. Right.
That's what we're really going to do for 16 hours is we're going to teach you, and we're not just going to teach you one system either. See, that's something else. There's all kinds of different ways to coach.
Right.
And so we're actually going to be teaching several different methods, several different tools, and give you – all kinds of tips and techniques and everything that you would need to be able to go out and be an effective coach the day that you walk out the door. So it's not focusing on just any one system. It's really, again, a combination and a collaboration of all those systems. But here's the really cool thing about this, Jed.
Mm.
You ready for this?
I am.
lifetime support.
Yeah.
Okay. So once you graduate from the program and you do the stuff you need to do and whatnot, you will have us for life to be able to contact, to be mentored, to ask questions. We're going to be holding once a month webinars where people can come in that have gone through our courses and classes and programs and be able to come in and ask questions.
That's huge.
Yeah, and it's not for 6 months. It's not for anything like that. It's literally for the rest of the time we're going to be available for you to support you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, that's a huge piece towards moving forward, because we know that the initial education comes as the book learning and getting grasp and an understanding of it, and then you know within the first 6 months, it for those that are truly committed to their education, they're just getting started. That's in infancy in this particular area. So by having that kind of connection to InterVision Global, that's huge, because there's a lifelong learning process. And, you know, these people are going to eventually come up to something that they may struggle with, or they may not understand, or an event or situation that occurs with one of their clients. What better way to understand how to manage or navigate that, but to have access to the experts?
Yeah, and we thought that that was just the right thing to do. And the other side of it is, you know, the 16 hours does cover a lot of information, but it really what's gonna really solidify this whole thing is that practice period,
mm-hmm.
is going out and actually working with clients, with coachees, whatever you want to call them, and having the opportunity that once you've actually done that, getting feedback from us to sit there and say, yeah, you know, this is great and that is great. But like I said from the beginning, there's so many different ways to actually coach,
mm-hmm.
okay, that you know, we want people to be exposed to all these different things because not everything's going to resonate with everybody either. Some people, you know, like doing things like vision statements.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, that doesn't resonate. Maybe they want to do something like a vision board, you know, whatever it is. So we're going to, again, introduce all these different concepts in that 16 hours, and we're really going to be honing in. A big part of that is on how to ask the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's what coaching is really all about. It's asking the right questions at the right time. Now, I'm going to give you a quick tip here on this, though, and anybody listening to this, I'll tell you right now. First and foremost, everybody's a coach. Okay?
Sure.
We've all been, everybody's been coaches. In some way, shape, or form, we've coached. You just may not have any type of system or you sat down and did it systematically, okay,
right,
with somebody.
Right.
But the bottom line here is, when I say that we're going to work with you and help you to figure out what the right questions are, I'm going to make it very simple for you. Okay, people might say at this Jed, though, gee, why would I go take the course? But there's more. But wait, there's more. But here's the deal. You'll know what the right question is to ask because once you get into that space of a deep connection with another human being, questions just naturally flow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and ultimately, you know, from my perspective, is that a coach is someone who is just helping that individual uncover what they already know.
Oh, yeah.
What they already have already inside them, what skill set they already possess. They just don't know how to manage that or bring that forth. So that's very well said. That's true. So, Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Harry Shade and Jed Ray on The Success Curve.
In Disney's classic The Lion King, Mufasa teaches Simba to be confident and wise. In our world, every young person's future deserves that same solid foundation that a father can provide. And often, it's the smallest moment that can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Play your part in the circle of life. Take time to be a dad today. Visit fatherhood.gov to learn more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Packers.
Vikings.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But when we live united, we make a real difference in the building blocks of life. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly so do our communities.
For years, Nancy Siegel...
Hi, everyone. Harry Shade of Marvelous Mondays with Harry and Phil.
And she beat the odds.
Phil and I want to introduce you to a young woman named Mallory Brown, who's been a guest on our show. Mallory traveled the world and witnessed the incredible need for clothing. So she founded World Clothesline, an apparel company with a philanthropic mission.
How you've been treated, then now is the time to become an empowered patient. By becoming the empowered patient, you will gain the strength to overcome the added stress that comes along with going to
good. There, I'm back. we muted my mic. I took a little stage left while we were doing some commercials to see if we'd gotten the audio signal back on CTV. Channel 29 is still mute of my voice. There's a visual signal, but no audio signal. So we'll definitely have this posted back up, and it'll play live tomorrow at noon. It actually plays every single day. One of the shows plays every single day during the week. So we'll have this one up and running tomorrow when we upload it to the master computer. I apologize for any inconvenience this causes those of you at CTV. But we'll figure it out. We'll get to the end of it, get to the bottom of it. So we've got a half hour left, Harry, and we want to talk specifically about the class that we're going to be teaching in March, the last day of March, March 31st and April 1st. Harry will be here in Eugene. We will be sending out the marketing material It's a piece that Harry and I did, a video piece, along with a marketing piece that in a CD wallet that will explain what Harry is going to be teaching. Why don't you give them kind of a sneak peek, Harry, as to what it is that we're going to be offering on those 2 days?
A sneak peek. Well, Well, like I said, one of the things that I had talked about earlier is the fact of, you know, communicating and connecting on a higher and deeper level. And here's the beautiful thing about that. You could actually take this class, this 16-hour course, and let's say you said, I don't really want to be a coach, but I just want to learn how to do those types of things so that I can be more effective in with my family. I can be more effective in my community. I can be more effective, you know, in all these different aspects, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do that with this course, okay? So you could come in. Everybody gets a certificate of completion, okay? Everybody that walks in the door. So if you just wanted to do the 16 hours and said, I'm not interested in actually being a coach and actually coaching people as a profession or anything else, this course is still for you. If you're a leader, I'm telling you right now, if you're a leader, you need this course, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the area that people like to talk about soft skills. These are some of those soft skills that if you want to effectively lead your organization, your team, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
you really need to learn how to coach your people, okay? There's so many different things that go into that when it comes to being a leader, from being a coach, a mentor, an innovator, a communicator, a manager. All those things come into play. And so if you are in a leadership position right now, today, or you want to aspire to be a leader, learn some coaching.
Mm-hmm.
But here, module number one. We're going to do an introduction to coaching and the coaching process itself. That's we're going to cover that in module one. This is actually 7 modules, okay? Module two, we're going to spend time talking about neuro-linguistic programming, otherwise
mm-hmm.
the NLP. It's a huge coaching. Listen to me. Coaching. Yeah.
Coaching.
It's a huge coaching tool, okay, neuro-linguistic programming. We're going to get into some in-depth in that. Module three is then Socratic questioning, and this is where we really get into talking about how do you ask those deep questions, how do you know what to ask and when, and we've got all kinds of different things, and part of that, just to give you a tip, 101 life-changing questions is part of that, okay?
101 life-changing questions.
There you go. Yeah, that's part of it. Okay, module four is known as the future performance commitment, and what we're talking about here, some people call this a vision statement.
Right.
Okay. But again, if you're a leader leading a team or group, same thing. But we call it for them a future performance commitment type of thing. And again, some people get messed up on the word vision, so we just kind of change it around. But this is somebody, you'll be able to take somebody after you, what you learn here, and literally interview them and talk with them and get them to, you know, where it is they want to go. What do they want to be, do, and have in life? Create that vision for themselves. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Module five is all about tools, tips, and techniques for coaching success. And we're going to go over, again, assessment tools. We're going to talk about diversity and multicultural sensitivity, self-discovery. Okay, all that's all kind of part of that. Module six, then, we're also going to teach you how to coach groups and teams.
Okay? Interesting.
Not just one-on-one, but how do you coach a group? Okay, which is a very lucrative thing when it comes to coaching. And then module seven is about creative collaboration and learning. We're actually going to talk to you about how do you create a vision map or vision board. And through all of these things, I'm going to tell you something, a lot of experiential learning, a lot of exercises and things that go on to make it fun and interesting and exciting. So there you go. That's what they're going to learn.
And the interesting thing is that this is only just the beginning of your coaching education. This particular population that we're going to focus on are the clergy and ministerial populations here locally in Eugene. And then we have a sponsor. The sponsor is Online Wellness Association, and they are one of their main focuses, or Max is who owns the company. She's an alcohol and drug counselor. There's more than just that, though. She's also marriage and family therapy, as well as bereavement counseling as well. So we have a counselor therapist population that will be invited to join us. So we're targeting a very specific population for this particular event. Again, this is March 31st, April 1st. We will have it at the community room at Garden Way Retirement Community. It's a marvelous, beautiful room, great place, and the opportunity for us to fill that room is very likely. So space is limited, and so I would highly recommend that once you get your CD, or if you want to know anything about more about this, we can. I think you can put up Harry's phone number on there, right? Up on the screen? Harry's phone number, and then I'll give you mine out loud. We've got Harry's number, which is, there it is, 614-467-05. Oh, I can't see, 64. Is that right? Does that sound right, Harry?
0564, yeah.
0564, okay. And then, of course, my number, and we won't be able to put that on the screen, is 954-541-954-1268. Or you can contact me directly through the successcurve.com and post a comment and a request for more information, and we'll get that out to you. Those will be hitting the mail the first of next week. The wallet cover for the CD. What we decided to do is kind of do a very creative marketing piece, both Harry and I on video explaining what this class is, why it's important, and why you should be there. And then, of course, the outer printing of the CD wallet or the DVD wallet will give all of the information that Harry's just talked about and much more. But I do want to say one thing, though. It's interesting. My piece that was part of the video portion is that we're finding more and more and more municipalities, governments, agencies, companies are requiring their coaches to be certified. So if there's a coach that's going to come into a specific company and do some work for that company, or that they're going to be doing some work for an agency of some sort, those agencies are requiring these coaches to be certified. And not for a long, long time, you could hang a shingle, you know. And there's the InnoVision Global logo there. It's a beautiful logo. I just love that. That swoosh and the globe. That's an amazing. We're showing that on the PIP there, Harry.
I see that. Very nice.
You know, the interesting thing about this industry is that it has been somewhat unregulated for a long, long time. And it's coming to a point where you're going to need to get qualified education if you're going to coach. There are many coaches out there that have been coaching a long, long time, and they're very skilled, very qualified. And, you know, I'm sure there's some grandfathering that's going to take place, as there is with any type of state or local agency who is going to manage that kind of stuff. But I would say if you don't have coaching experience, then please get it from a qualified educator. And Harry and InnoVision Global are just that. They're qualified educational institution that takes great pride in what they teach and what they train. You're listening to Jed Ray. This is The Success Curve. My guest host, Harry Shade of InnoVision Global, will be here in town to put on a coaches leadership training in the latter part of March and first day of April. And, you know, I really can't wait, because we've been working on this for a long, long time, and it's finally come to fruition, and I'm really excited about that.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And as a matter of fact, you and I talked, Jed, you know, either maybe before, you know, the Wednesday before or the Wednesday after, somehow stay over or come in early, and maybe we do a show together and we're on live stream together.
Yep.
And can talk. And you, I have to say this, though, is very interesting when you're talking about those particular professions of like counseling and therapy, psychologists, pastors. We see more and more of them actually turning and getting certification and or training and coaching, and a lot of them using that maybe even as an add-on.
Mm-hmm.
What it is they offer their clients. What we hear a lot, what I've heard a lot over the last, you know, almost 3 years, is people saying, you know, I'm tired of working with people and dealing with the past, and we're never moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That's the idea of coaching. Coaching is, yeah, you had a past, but that's exactly where it is, and we want to focus forward. We want to focus into your future. And a lot, again, a lot of therapists and counselors and whatnot are saying they like that as an add-on to what they already do and already know, simply because they can now take that client and take them forward into the next step, into, you know, what's in the future for them, rather
yeah.
than what's happened in the past. So,
yeah, and you know, we look at it as another income stream. You look at it as another potential for growing your client population, and
right.
also serving those you currently serve. Like Harry said, you know, it's I spent 5.5 years as a A&D therapist back in the day before certifications were required. And, you know, I have to say there was a lot of time where we spent a very large portion of those sessions were spent in the past. And what I know today is that that's not an effective tool for healing. I know for a fact today that with the knowledge that I've gained over the many years, is that it's actually looking forward, like Harry just said. And so that's a great tool to use to help your clients move forward, move past their whatever issue it might be. And it just may be something as simple as, like Harry said, training like Axel's doing right now for State Farm. More than likely, there's a coaching element to what Axel's actually going to be doing. But the reality is that we're improving the lives of those people that we come in contact with, and that's what this is all about. Harry and Axel have put together an amazing company, and that's what teaching and training, that's what gives the excitement to see the light come on and see people grow and learn and develop new skills. And that's what we're going to be doing.
That's what we're going to be doing. And you know something? We're going to have a whole ton of fun while we're doing it.
That's right. Well, why don't you just briefly... I'm sorry? Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear very well. Producer told me to switch cameras because I was looking at the wrong one. Sorry about that. But one of the interesting things that takes place for me in this situation is I'm finding that I'm making much better connections with people, and I know through this class it will even improve those connections even greater, and I think that's the part that I am very interested in, is that connection, that leadership connection, that connection to improving quality of communication, improving quality of my connection, and not only that, but just having another feather in my cap is always a good thing. So I'm totally looking forward to Harry being here. So you've got a multi-city swing starting here in a couple weeks. You're headed out and headed, if I've forgotten, where are you headed first?
We're going to be actually in San Diego, March 10th
okay.
and 11th.
Okay, a couple of weeks.
Yep, a few weeks here, about 4 weeks. And then we're going to be in Los Angeles, I think it's the 24th and 25th. And then we head up to your neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be in Albuquerque in mid-April and the end of April in Colorado.
Mm.
Yep.
Out Michael's way. Yeah. Well, you know, that's and all of those are all of those coaching events?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Down in San Diego, definitely we're doing a Leaders as Coaches one. We're not sure what we're doing in some of the other venues yet that they're trying to select from a list of, you know, courses that we do offer. One of them, for sure, the one in Albuquerque, we're actually doing stress management for leaders.
Oh, interesting. Burnout.
Burnout, yeah. Stress management, that type of thing. So that's going to be in Albuquerque. We may end up doing some things where we go in and actually do just a one-day event where we just give people snippets of like maybe an hour or 2 hours from one of the 16-hour classes. So we get 2 hours.
Okay.
And that would be a one-day event where people come in. You know, they can just learn a little bit about everything, see if they're, you know, interested in going further with stuff. So we got all kinds of different things that we're proposing and putting on out there. I will tell you this, though. There's something you were talking earlier where you said that, you know, you're interested yourself in coming in and learning and whatnot. There's one thing that we're going to be doing, and I'm just going to briefly mention it, but it's called active listening exercise.
Mm.
It is so much fun. But it's amazing what you end up learning about listening from the exercise itself, because that is one of the key things. You know, we were given two ears and one mouth, so we listen twice as much as we speak. You know that, right?
Right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Right. I wonder how many of us listen to that.
Who knows?
Well, you know, in the last few minutes, do you want to talk a little bit about the stress event that you're going to be doing? I'm always interested in that. I've experienced it twice in my life, a burnout in environment, and shifted gears twice, and I'm just closing out of a shift. And it's interesting at how traumatic some of those kind of events can be for some people. So do you want to talk a few minutes about that?
Yeah, we're actually in development on this one, but basically what we're going to be looking at doing, initially it's going to be kind of a similar thing, about a two-day event where people will come in, we'll teach them, you know, the signs and symptoms of burnout, you know, what to look for in themselves, also teach them what to look for in other people. So, again, it's part of this whole leadership, you know, certification program, but that's why we call it stress management for leaders. So we want them to be able to manage their own stress, but also be able to, you know, if they recognize it in their team members or other people that are around them, what they can do about that. Then we're going to actually give them practical things they can do to reduce that stress. One simple thing might even be being better at time management. Okay, so something as simple as that. How are you better at that, you know, to help reduce your stress? And so, again, that'll be a two-day type of thing we're going to do. It'll be about 16 hours long. But eventually that's going to evolve into a 2 to 3 week residential program in Santa Fe.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I do remember that discussion that you and I having, that was something that you were looking at. Now, let's back up just a second. So, technically, there's two populations that could sit in on this course, and one of those are people who are, in fact, experiencing this burnout, this stress event in their career or in their life, but also for coaches and trainers and teachers, whoever, so that they better can manage their client population's stress and burnout. So is that true? Did I hear that correctly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, people that want to come in and learn about it themselves, what they can do, how they can help other people. Again, they could be a leader of an organization, or they could be, again, somebody like you're talking about. Could even be a coach that they could come in there and say, listen, you know, I want to have this add-on so that if I'm recognizing stress in my client that I can give them, here's tools, tips, techniques, here's things that I can do. So, yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, we run the gamut of, you know, it's all about education. It's all about learning and growing and evolving. And, you know, even if we have a target market for people, these courses really will help anybody you know, in a lot of ways, either themselves personally or other people that they're involved with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, you know, I look forward to, you know, the possibilities, all of those open possibilities, the growth that's coming as a part of Intervision Global and my relationship with you and Axel. I look forward to an amazing growth experience as well as, in, you know, in this class, but also in the relationships that that we hold and what's to come in the future. It's just amazing. You're listening to Jed Ray. My name is Jed Ray. You're listening to The Success Curve and my guest, Harry Shade of Intervision Global. Harry will be here in town in Eugene March 31st and April 1st for a leadership, a coach's leadership training that will be taking place at Garden Way Retirement Community up in the community room upstairs. It'll be a full 8 hours plus on Saturday and on Sunday. So it's a full 16-hour course. And, you know, it may take us even longer. Who knows? But the offering for each and every one of you to be with us, please, you can either call me directly, 541-954-1268 for information, or you can call Harry. We have that on the screen popping up there, 646-46. What was that, Harry? 46?
It's 614.
Yeah.
614.
467-0564. There it is. It's on the screen. 614-467-0564. I thought I had it to memory, but I didn't. We've only got about 5 minutes left. And I just want to thank you so very much for the time that you've given me in my life and helping this show along. Being a mentor to me, Harry, and all the things that that we've been involved in, you know, I just truly appreciate you and what you stand for, who you are, and what you represent in the world. Someone who takes very seriously the relationships that he has and how it's all about the giving, and you are an amazing giver, and I just totally appreciate you, Harry, for everything that you've done for me.
Well, I appreciate that, and I can say ditto right back at you. I will say this, though. Some people might be thinking right now, okay, you're talking about this great course and all this stuff, and you're coming and whatever. What's it cost? You know? And it's cost $997. I'm just telling you. I'll throw it out there. There's nothing to hide here. We're upfront about everything. It's 2 days, $997, 2 days of intensive, dynamic, fun, exciting training. So there you go.
Yeah. And if you actually book it before the 16th of March, we're going to knock a couple hundred bucks off of it.
Exactly.
So there's an early bird special attached to that. And we'll be more than happy to discount it $200 if you sign up before March 16th. More information coming. You can go to Innovision Global. That's Innovision Global.com for more information. There's the logo there, you can see it right up there on the screen. But again, it's Innovision Global.com. InnovisionGlobal.com will give you some more information about these events. Is there a specific events page? There is, isn't there, Harry?
Yeah, there's actually a tab that says events, and all I got to do is go over. They hover over the tab, and the drop-down list will come in the cities we're going to be at. You click on each of those cities, and the information will come up.
Yeah. So that's another way of getting the information and getting your spot picked out right now. Don't wait, because truly this room will fill up. We've got a max of about 30 to 35. So we know that we'll be full. We know that the room will be, the class will be closed before we start. So we know that that we're going to be full. So make sure that you get in there quick and get that taken care of. And again, you know, there's an incentive for being there before the 16th of March. Save yourself a couple hundred bucks.
Absolutely. All you got to do is type in early bird savings in the coupon area when you go to the registration page. Early bird savings. You type that in, all one word, you'll get $200 off. And the reason that we're keeping it small like that, though, somewhere around, you know, 30 to 40, is we want to be able to make sure that we can give you the best we can. Axel, my business partner, will be there as well. We'll both be teaching together. So you get to meet Axel Jed. And
cool.
But we want to be able to have you have the best experience possible, and so we can keep it as intimate as possible at that level. So
yeah.
There you go. Jed, you know I love you, man.
I love you too, buddy. I really appreciate the opportunity to serve, and this is just another example of that. I think that's the one thing that Harry and I do hold in common is our interest in serving. And I've been providing all sorts of different service for many, many years in my life. There's not enough time to talk about all of them, but the reality is that that's what our life is all about, and that's where we gain a lot of joy. So I will bid Harry adieu, and we will bring him back in the studio. Actually, maybe before, maybe after, depending on what the schedule is. And I just really appreciate you being here, Harry.
Well, Mr. Jed Ray, you are a blessing to this world, my friend. I am honored to know you, and I thank you for the opportunity to come on and talk about this wonderful event we're going to have in Eugene, Oregon, at the end of March. I'm looking forward to getting that big hug from you.
All right, buddy. Well, we'll close out this evening just letting you know that Michael Rosenfeld will be back next week, and we will do a live on-camera coaching example, coaching training, and he will do a mock coaching session with us using his techniques. Again, Michael Rosenfeld, he was my guest last week from South Beach. He's a spiritual coach. An amazing young man with an amazing story, and I just I can't wait to have him back. So he'll be back next week. And the following week, we're still looking at schedule. We've got a couple who are available, but I'll let you know who they are next week. So I just want to thank you so much. Thanks for hanging in there with the technical difficulties, and this is Jed Ray and the Success Curve, coming to you live from the CTV studios in Eugene, Oregon, Comcast 29, blogtalkradio.com/successcurve, and we'll see you next week.